Maybe I do my Bunzarelli impression because it's the season finale.
Oh, you want to go old school opening?
I'm just going to do it.
The following podcast contains spoilers.
I got Joe here on the phone. Lots to unpack. Moff Gideon comes in, does the thing. Mandalorian doing his thing. We got Jedis. We got Din Grogu.
It's the Bunzarelli Show.
Well, you know what was cool? Because like they had the buildup of all the stakes and everything in the episode before. So this one's just like, you already know what's going on. And it just kind of...
Yeah, I tell you, and it flew.
Yeah.
This episode just seemed to... because I came tight on time just because one thing led to another type deal. And I was like, okay, 42 minutes seems a little short for the finale. But it just got right to it.
Yeah.
Like, it felt like the last two episodes were probably, like, shot as one. Like, yeah. It was almost like a movie, and it was just, we just caught, like, this was just the second half of it. But it was, man, it was fantastic. And it was just high, I don't know, just
energy.
Like high intensity.
Yeah, high energy,
high
stakes. It was intense, because even, like, you know, the whole thing is like, oh, Din Djarin, they got him, and all of a sudden he escapes right away, but it was still cool, because it was like... Like, okay, we're going in and we're going to do this. It's not more like I'm going to go help he doesn't even know what's going on with the group. He's like, we got to shut this down now. We can't keep, you know, running.
Yeah. And I didn't notice last time Moff Gideon actually flying into the scene. And I caught it in the recap this time.
Okay.
Just that, because, you know, there's so much going on. It just, the jetpack. Yeah. You just, you know, you miss things.
Yeah.
But it was cool. Like him flying in and it just reinforced the whole thing. Like, oh, wow, you got a Jedi in a Mando suit. That's pretty intense.
Well, now just to clear up, Moff Gideon never had any like force powers. The Darksaber,
yeah,
he just got because it was surrendered to him.
I thought he was a Jedi.
No.
And I was going to ask you that because he said something about, oh, I didn't have the force. That's one thing I never had. I thought that back in either Boba Fett or wherever he first showed, I thought he was throwing around some force.
No,
I mean, I just must be remembering it wrong.
No, never, nothing. That's what the whole idea was. He made the clones, and that was the end result of the Grogu blood. That's where he was going with that, which I kind of like better.
Okay. Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that's like why he was trying to get it, because he wanted to infuse himself with it.
Yeah, and even like, you know, like I thought of it like, you know, I don't know if the nerds are gonna like this, because I'm thinking like, is it that simple? Because midichlorians, that's from George Lucas, he invented that, but they're still like honing it and, you know, training and stuff. But then I made like the piece in my head, and I'm like, well, Moff Gideon doesn't know that, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it could have just not worked. So it could have been not as simple as that. It's like, you can't just have the force. You got to be trained in it and stuff. But, you know, I'll let that slide because we never saw the result on it. You know what I mean? So whether it would have worked or not. But, you know, then you have like Rey, who's strong with the force and stuff, started coming to her. And even Grogu was doing stuff before he was trained. So, I mean, who knows? I don't want to go. I'm driving sideways again. Get back on the. but you know what I liked? So Din Djarin escapes, and then Grogu, because I was actually watching for the crowd running, and I didn't see Grogu with the Mandalorians, because I was waiting for that scene where Grogu split off. And I'm like, they're not showing Grogu. Are they like cheaping out because of the CGI or something? You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm like, and then like, because I was like, I was waiting to see him, and I was waiting for somebody to say, where did Grogu go? But no, he was already in there. And what I liked was he did the rescue, but here was the cool part, because he was the no button. But then when Din Djarin, when Din Djarin actually said, are you with me? Like Grogu did like a straight up nod, like, The same nod that Din Djarin did, like, yep, I understand this is serious. We're not playing around here.
No, the be brave, Grogu.
Yeah.
I need you to be brave with me. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, and he goes, can you do that? And he gives him like a serious like nod, you know, like, all right.
Yeah.
You know, we're not playing.
Yeah, it's
here.
Like, I know I'm not. Yeah, exactly. I'm not just playing with this toy here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was real cool. And then it was cool. I didn't realize that those starships that they slept like bats, that they were hanging up in the
Oh yeah, the TIE fighters. That was, you know,
TIE fighters.
They've done that, like, and I guess they're kind of just play around with different models because they're always playing around with, like, how are TIE fighters launched? And I've seen it done like three or four different times, three or four different ways, which is just kind of cool that it's flexible. So you got like a different. I don't know.
Yeah, why not?
It makes it look pretty cool because I think the whole thing behind a TIE fighter is it kind of moves quickly without, I guess it maneuvers a lot quicker or whatever it is. It's just neat. Like in, what is it? The Force Awakens. It was a whole different thing where they were kind of tied up on an angle kind of thing when,
It's like a helicopter versus a plane. Like
yes.
It could,
yeah.
It could,
that's a good analogy.
It could go back and forth.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I like the way that one was posted up, but they're hanging from the ceiling like stalagmites. Oh, R5 had some cool stuff going on. He had the boosters in his leg because, like, once again, George Lucas did it, so it's free. He had R2 doing it back in the prequels, so like it or not, it's there. So that was pretty cool. So he got he's getting redemption for like just getting a back seat in the original trilogy, and he got his own little cool little rescue scene. So that was cool.
And it was a good throwback. It was a good throwback to R2-D2 also.
Yeah.
To where it was just as cool as him, and why not? You know, they're robots, so why not do the same things that R2-D2 would have done? And you got to think, like, a new, somewhat, you know, a younger person watching it that didn't grow up in the 70s movies or 80s, whichever it was, that me and you grew up on, for them, they're watching it, and that might be new to them, like R2-D2 was to us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they would really, like, it was a good throwback to that. Like, you enjoy it just as much, and it's not stealing anything. It's just a good tribute.
Speaking of throwbacks, they had the so Din Djarin, part of the thing where he's helping Din Djarin got his own little hallway scene there. That one was pretty sweet.
Oh yeah,
where he's like, this is gonna get messy, and he got as messy as Star Wars can without blood. But he was just a couple times where he went to go, like, a guy fell, and he went to go grab the knife of the guy falling, and the guy just fell with the knife. He's like, oh yeah, gotta try again.
He goes to reach for the gun.
Yeah,
and this is like, ah, oh, man, I could have had that. Like, because as soon as he gets the gun, it's all over. He's like, ah, crap, I guess I gotta keep stabbing people.
more stabbing and neck cracking.
It was a great scene, and you know, because we were thinking this whole season, and you especially were saying, okay, what's going to be the big thing at the end? Who's going to be like the Easter egg type deal? Like, is it going to be Luke is going to show up, or Leia? What's it going to be? And it wasn't any of those things, but it was still just as big. But it wasn't one of those. And it was cool because it was like, okay, we don't have to call on one of the old movies to take just a, you know, it's like the show doesn't need to have Luke come in for it to be cool. They just shot their own full-on Star Wars climactic end of the trilogy, so to speak, like finale. You know what I mean? Like him going through that hallway was reminiscent of a Star Wars movie and the fight at the end with
Moff Gideon
was just a straight up Darth Vader battle, or a straight up you know, whoever Ren fought in that one, I can't remember his name, Kylo Ren and Rey. It was very reminiscent of especially that movie.
Yeah,
it was very reminiscent because you got the fight with the red guys, and then you got that battle. So it's just a straight up, like, you know, we're not going to call upon an old character to do it, but we're going to do a straight up, like, if you could show that episode and say, oh, this was the end of episode 10 movie, and you would full on buy it. You know what I'm saying? It just felt like the end of a Star Wars movie rather than a show.
Well, you know, there's a couple things to say about that. I'm glad that you said that, because I was thinking about it too, was like the way the seasons went. Because the first season was very contained. It was like Mando and Grogu, right? So the second season, because first you would think, like, you got to be careful. You don't want to get that Marvel frame of mind. Like, ooh, what are they going to do? Like, they gave you Luke. They gave you all this stuff to just say, okay, here's where we are. Here's what's out there. But you don't want to milk it too much. You know what I mean? But it's like, okay, Luke's around. We know that, but it's a big galaxy. And then they showed Ahsoka, and they expanded the world, and they showed you, okay, here's all this big stuff going on, but it doesn't have to be this big, epic, like, Avengers Endgame thing happening. It just means, like, the second season was like, let's show you the world. And then it had its conclusion, even though it was Grogu going away and Grogu came back. It was like, okay, but now we got back, now we got to Mandalore. And now we were building about this whole, like, what is this Mandalorian culture thing? So we kind of established that in the third season. But the cool thing is this, a lot of storylines, I think, got resolved to a point where, like, now we got a fresh, like I'm looking forward to the future of Din Djarin. You know what I mean? Like, what's next? You know what I mean? But I like it. Yeah. This was his story, especially because Grogu leveling up. And I think they did it pretty good. Like, it wasn't, I don't think it was silly.
They did it as good as they could do it, for sure.
Yeah.
They did it great. They did the last fight. You got to remember, like, the kid's like a toddler.
Yes.
But they did it real good to where, and it was reminiscent of Yoda with his fight, but less cheesy, because with Yoda had a cheesiness because you've seen Yoda as an old man in all these movies, and he never did those things. And then all of a sudden he did those things.
Yes.
But Grogu's young, so you expect him to get better.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was better with him, and they did less cheesy. Like, it wasn't just like he kicked butt. Like, he was jumping all over the place, but they pinned him down with ease.
Yeah, like, he was still in trouble.
He was in trouble. If Mando didn't show up around the corner and start shooting him, or shooting the red guys, he was in serious trouble. So it was a Praetorian good balance. The Praetorian Guards. It was a really good balance of showing what he could do based on what Yoda could do.
Yes.
But in a more realistic way.
Yes. And also his strength. I was thinking about that too, because it's not even like so much about like his training with Luke and learning how to control it. But I think his species, like, you know, he's a Yoda.
Yes.
I think his species is naturally has a high midichlorian count, you know, is naturally powerful with the force.
So he's got that. They're high in the Jedi range, but they're low on the everything else.
Yeah. So it's like he's got that. He's got more raw power probably than Luke would have in him. Maybe, I'm guessing, you know what I'm saying? Like Yoda, you know, he's got that raw power, but, you know, he mixes it with the size and the stature and his age and maturity. But when he was fighting back to back with, like, I would say back to back, but like side by side with Din, that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that was great. When he's fighting side by side with him and
just like a little push here, a little push there, not too much. And they're still having him kind of like, I think they're really being careful about progressing his growth carefully. You know what I mean?
And they did it good. And you've seen by the end of the episode when he was running into the room, into the bar alongside
Din Djarin.
Mando, you could see like, when he was running into the bar with him, you could see like, okay, they're showing him right there. Like, he's progressing a little bit. He isn't just like doing that like sideways step thing. It was, his feet, he's got a little mobility to him.
Yeah.
And how obvious was the obvious but fun was the cameo by
Dave Filoni?
Filoni. Yeah. Like, I seen him from a mile away.
Yeah. Well, he was actually in that last one. He was in the last one, but it was a less obvious shot because somebody else mentioned it and I went back and looked for it. But he was there last time when Zeb showed up, the guy from Rebels. The blue guy.
Yeah, I was looking for him, and he wasn't there. I was all excited. I thought I was going to see him again.
He was in the. Oh yeah, yeah. You know what? That was a one thing. If there was something for I kind of thought of that. If you wanted something like some moment for the nerds, maybe they should have put him there. But
they could have had a little bit more of him.
But it might have been better.
They gave us a teaser of him. I guess I don't know.
No, yeah, maybe I'm saying, taken away from everything I'm saying else. The same amount of time, but stick up at the end. But yeah, you know what? It would have been a distraction and it would have lost. So maybe it was better they did him where they did him, especially because I think the episode that he showed up in, it was a pretty decent one. It was the one where the Mandalorians rescued Navarro. It was probably better because you would have lost track of stuff. That's what I'm saying. Cameos and stuff are cool. But this one, you know, because like a lot of people would say things like, what is this, the Bo-Katan show? Which I, you know, I've been loving Bo-Katan. But people are like, oh, but all of a sudden it came back like full circle, like back to Din and Grogu. And I think that's kind of like it's almost like sometimes, and somebody else has said this, but it's like Din Djarin almost doesn't know he's in Star Wars or doesn't care that he's in Star Wars. You know what I'm saying? He's just doing his thing. And like even like Moff Gideon was saying all this stuff to him, Din Djarin didn't say one word to Moff Gideon. You know what I'm saying? There was no heroic, like Bo-Katan said stuff to him. Din Djarin doesn't care. Din Djarin only talked to Grogu, I think, the entire show. I don't think he said a word to Bo-Katan, you know, maybe the armor at the end.
Yeah, and I like how that, and I like how the last fight went to where, because they, you know, it was, he was fighting Bo-Katan. And you're like, oh, this is the big showdown.
Yeah.
And then the others showed up and it's like, well, no, we work together. And your first instinct is, oh, well, it's kind of unfair. Now it's, you know, two against one. But then again, how much cheating have they been doing against all of them?
Oh, yeah.
This whole time. And it's not so much about me versus you. It's just they're just trying to survive.
Yeah.
You know, they're not there like, hey, I'm the tough guy. They're just trying to survive and save this kid. Yeah. So. It was a cool way, like they beat him, they saved the kid, and how cool was it? Grogu surrounding them with the force field of force. That was awesome.
It was
with
the fire. It was so smooth and awesome. And
it was smooth, and it was a great dose of the force.
Yes,
to really just bring it home.
I noticed something else. Grogu doesn't get tired anymore. I think they purposely made the point to show that.
I was thinking after that happened, he was going to lay down. And I'm wondering if, because it looked like he was going to, and I'm wondering if he did, and then they just cut the shot.
No.
And this is, you know what, let's not have him do it, or if it was intended from the get-go.
No, I believe it was intended.
Go to sleep.
I believe it was intended, because he had a couple other instances, because he used to get tired from little things. Like, they made the point. He got tired from lifting that whatever rhino kind of thing from the first season.
Yeah,
when and he was fighting that, Boba Fett, when he put the Rancor to sleep. Fighting. He put the Rancor to sleep, fell asleep right next to it. And then it's like, I don't know, it seemed like they made the point to almost make it look like he was going to do it, and he didn't, just so you kind of remembered. You know what I mean? Like, kind of pointing out, like almost to make the audience think, oh, is he going to lay down? And he didn't. I truly believe that was intentional. That was like a progression of his control of his power.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, and you know what else? At first, I'm kind of glad they crushed the Darksaber. Because now, like, that's out of play.
Yeah, that was an interesting. I was going to ask you about that. Like, this Darksaber with all this. But then again, just like the monster, like everything has all this lore.
Yeah.
But then it just turns out to just be another freaking gadget.
If you think of the arc. And if you thought what was brought together, so think about, instead of think of like the legend and the myth, think about what actually happened. So what happened was, you know, the Mythosaur signified the new age of Mandalore, right? And then the armorer believed Bo-Katan was going to be the one to unite because she walked both ways, right? They could not have won that battle if they didn't get all those Mandalorians together. You know what I mean? Like, this whole event happened because these guys got together. Because Bo-Katan, I'll even give it to you better. Now, this is one of those things I'm thinking of it as I'm saying.
And that was, but that was the theme of this finale, is the Mandalorians getting back together.
Yeah, and Bo-Katan wouldn't have had the courage to go get the other Mandalorians had not the armorer pushed her, and the armorer pushed her because she saw the Mythosaur, right? So even though, like, oh, man, the Mythosaur didn't do anything, but I think it did. I think, like, Grogu looking at the water and seeing the Mythosaur, you know what I mean? I think that was the it was like, oh, the legend's true. It's like, this definitely is the new age of Mandalore, because Mandalore was wiped out. And now they're going to get back together. And they showed hints of that. They showed, like, oh, there's gardens. We could grow stuff. You know, there's life.
It's the acceptance of this. It's like, okay, there was Adam and Eve, but it really wasn't. It was really just two people.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? It was just, okay, it's a monster, but it's not this mythical thing. It's just some snuffleupagus.
But it's
in the water.
Oh, no. It's not going to do anything magical. And maybe it will pop up and do something cool, or maybe it does nothing, you know, but it was more
just
like
something that they seen, and it was so long ago they're just like, oh, it's this great thing, and it's like, it's just some other dinosaur.
Yeah, well, they even said, like, but ancient beasts
they put it all into perspective.
I think it's cool. And what happens is now that Din Djarin's in this new direction, like, you know, he's gonna be, which I like that. I think the possibilities there are really cool. But the fact that he's in that new direction, It's like, well, we closed the Mandalorian storyline. Not the Mandalorian Din Djarin, but the Mandalore. And it's going to be cool when we go back there next season. It'll be like Greef Karga on Nevarro. All of a sudden, we'll see. Because you forget, Nevarro is the planet that the whole show started on. But it was like, you know, Greef Karga, like, cleaned it up, made it nice. And now you're going to see, like, you know, next season we'll go back to Mandalore and we're going to see, like, the development and won't be in ruin so much. You know what I'm saying? And even though it's a small group. And the other cool thing about the acceptance, I think that's cool, too. They kind of, they talked out the acceptance. Because, like, okay, Din Djarin isn't of Mandalorian blood, so he wears the helmet. He doesn't wear it in shame. It's almost like he takes more of the, he's taking the ancestral creed. You know what I'm saying? It's.
Oh, does he have to wear it because he's not the Bloods? I didn't catch that part.
No, nobody says he has to. It's just what separates them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And really, they could just say, let's all take our helmets off. They really could do that. But I guess the idea was the ancient Mandalorians didn't. You know what I'm saying? The old school.
I see this as it left it open, and this might just be because I keep seeing these headlines to where maybe that actor's done shooting this, but it might be that Mando, as in Din Djarin,
yeah,
could be done. They left it to where his story could be over. He's hanging out in his new crib with because they can't just abandon Grogu.
No, they could have killed him and made it Bo-Katan. They could have, if they wanted to kill him, they could have made it Bo-Katan show. There's two things about that.
But they could still do the next season without him and just following, okay, where the Mandalorian's going to go with their world, but you can't just abandon Grogu. Yeah. You could abandon Mando, but you can't abandon Grogu.
Yeah.
That's too big of a character. So I had a thought, but no, yeah, they gotta keep him.
Yeah.
As
far as like the Pedro Pascal stuff, I've been hearing that stuff since season one. The only opinions I got in that is, first of all, they can do it without him if they really needed to. And I think even for him, it's an easy gig. It's almost a great gig because look at him.
They just do voiceover.
He just does voiceovers.
Yeah, so I don't think it's so much that the actor wants out, but the fact that they're saying he's out, it's like...
No, I think there's so many different rumors. They were saying that since season one. They've been saying that.
Yeah, and I'm making a point on all these articles that pop up to just stop following them. To where I said it, I don't want to see articles from this anymore because they're just pumping me full of poison.
Dude, I saw an article that said... Oh, I saw two articles. Once again, and it sucks because I gotta be on the internet. Like I have to be on all these things. So I'm seeing all this, and it's like somebody told me the first 10 minutes of the last episode, and they're like, "Hey, big news! The first 10 minutes is gonna be Moff Gideon and talking to the other Empire guys, and one of them is gonna be General Hux's father." And I'm like. Well,
yeah.
Why would that make my day knowing that? And then I was like, well, maybe he's full of crap. And then I'm watching. I'm like, nope, he wasn't. But I'm like, what did you gain? Like, what? Oh, you know what? I'm gonna follow this guy, so I know the next. Then another guy. This guy pissed me off too. So another guy posts a picture, and either they faked it or something, or maybe it was the art of the show. But he said, oh, this art just leaked. Look, you see Boba Fett. And it's like, well, who wants that?
Yeah, who benefits from
who's
this?
Who's the
guy
who wants that? That you're thinking, like, what, you know, even like when I'm doing stuff, I put spoilers all over the place. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the beginning, I write in a title, like everything. Like, please let me not ruin anybody's experience. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. That's why it just sucks. I have to go to the movie theater and see these movies I don't even want to pay to see. I'd rather just wait and see them at home. But I have to do it because otherwise a headline pops up and it just has a picture of Ant-Man standing next to this character.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, now I know, regardless of what happens, now I know the Hulk is in Ant-Man or whatever, you know, thing it is.
Yeah.
It just spoiled. And that's what made me say that was where the one Thor movie where Hulk shows up. It just someone put a snapshot of that as the thumbnail for an article.
Yeah.
So I knew that Hulk was going to show up. So as soon as they went into the arena and the green smoke starts coming, I was like, well, it's Hulk. I've seen this picture.
Internet fucking sucks. Bunsrally.com.
Oh, Boba Fett. No, yeah. Boba Fett. Did we see Boba Fett at all this season?
No, and you know, as much as I was honking to Boba Fett, I kind of thought about it, and it was like, you know what? I got to think of it like Luke. It's like maybe Boba Fett. Like you and me liked Boba Fett. Okay, it wasn't.
We liked Boba Fett.
Yeah,
and he's there. The shows are intertwined, so it was expected.
Well, I would take it as Boba Fett was, how can I say it? He was like an expansion pack of The Mandalorian. You know what I'm saying? It was like a side quest.
It was
quest.
A side thing. And maybe it goes just like how he said, like, okay, we didn't see Luke again or someone from a movie. It was just another way of saying, hey, we don't need any gimmicks.
Well,
this is a standalone show.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome in the spirit of Star Wars. And you're going to get some Force. You're going to get some hallway battles because hallway battles are a Star Wars thing.
Yeah.
Where you go through a hallway and then people just jump out of windows and bite you. That's Star Wars has that down. And you're going to have some Force battle in the big open arena. And you're going to have some huge ships coming in. Like all those things. You don't need Boba Fett. You don't need cameos and stuff. Maybe it was their way of announcing themselves.
Well, I think Boba Fett needs to cool off too. I think his show wasn't well received, but I don't know what well received means. Does it mean people didn't watch it or people just bitched about it more? Like, what does well received mean? But I think the.
Was it not?
Well,
I never paid attention to that.
Well,
I'm
maybe,
scared.
Okay.
Because Star Wars, there's so much knowledge out there because of the side books and stuff that are written.
Okay.
I'm scared to read anything about Star Wars review wise. Because I'm scared I'm going to read something like, well, we all know Boba Fett's going to die when he's 40. And then I'm just waiting for him to die.
No.
So I don't want to read nothing with Star Wars.
No, it's not that. I think it's this. I think it's there was a certain mystery to Boba Fett, right? And then when he shows up, when he first showed up in The Mandalorian and he had that one freaking scene, he came in like badass, right? And then like, you know, the next Mando episode happened and he painted his armor, you know, and the next Mando episode happened and he showed up and did something with his ship and that was it. But I think it was a lot of Boba Fett and it was like too much from a guy we used to not know anything about. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot to take in because there's a certain sect of people and I wasn't one of them. I understood it, but I was never a big Boba Fett guy before this age. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was people that were crazy about...
He was a cool side character.
Yeah, but I never thought about him.
It was still just a side character.
Yeah, I never go, oh, Boba Fett. But there were people that got obsessed with him. Maybe people older than us that were, like, more, you know, or whatever it was. People were like, oh, he's so... Or they read the books and they read the stories or whatever it was.
Yeah.
He had a big fandom. So what happened was... But even the stuff they explored, like, we knew... George Lucas made some more... George Lucas filled in more before everybody else did. He's Tamora Morrison because George Lucas had Tamora Morrison play Jango Fett. You know what I mean? Like, this is stuff.
Yeah.
So a lot of the mystery's been solved. And now you have to, but the point is I think it's good to get a, because we were so much of him and it was so much of him with his helmet off. A lot, you know, as far as we lost like the badassness of him. You know what I mean? Like
what made him so badass was that small doses.
Yes, small doses.
That's what makes someone badass.
Yes.
Just like the cowboy, the blue alien cowboy looking guy. What's his name?
Oh,
again?
Cad Bane. Yeah,
Cad Bane. That's what made him so awesome because he just walked in and he had two lines and he was just Clint. He was just a Clint Eastwood alien in the Star Wars world. And he's just like, ugh. You're like, holy crap, this guy's awesome.
But if
you
said,
I mean, me and you have had friends like that to where you're like, wow, this guy's awesome. And then you sit in the apartment with the guy for a while and you're like, oh, this guy's kind of nuts.
This guy sucks.
Probably get out of here. This guy sucks.
This is sketchy.
But when you get him in small doses, you know, you go to you know, yeah. the mall or wherever yeah. and see him, you're like, hey, this guy's pretty cool.
He's all cool until you go to his house.
He's all cool until you go to his house. Or he's in, no, he's all cool until he's in your house. And you're yeah. like, oh, you know what? This guy was all right, but we're gonna get you a cab. We're yeah. going to get you out of here.
But I'm glad sometimes, you know what? As a creator, I'm glad they made that decision. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
I think they did it great. Like I said, this episode felt like episode 3 or episode 6 or wait, episode 3 or episode 7, right? Like it felt like the last episode of a trilogy. It
yeah,
felt like the last movie of it. Yeah, it felt like the yeah. last movie of a trilogy, and it had just like the production was just yeah. as good. I mean, you got your Darth Vader looking guy fighting your hero. You got some force going on. And it was just as satisfying. It really was. Oh, how about we skip the whole Din Grogu thing.
Yes.
Like when he first adopts him, and I'm like, my first thought is like, oh well, we already knew that. And then he goes, and your name is Din Grogu, and I'm like fighting tears. I'm like, okay, maybe that's pretty cool. Oh, good.
Be strong.
Be strong.
No,
be strong.
That was cool. And they mentioned it again.
That was great.
They mentioned it again, and it was
and even though we knew it, like, because he's been calling him his kid this whole time, but just to hear it official, you know, it was still a cool scene.
Well, you know what it is? Because cool. Din Djarin took him on. So now it's like the entire Mandalorian culture took him on. So you went from
yes.
the season started like, with yeah. Din Djarin yes. being an outcast.
They let him in. You are, he has a place. He isn't just, okay, is this guy that Din Djarin's, this kid that, this pet. It's not like this is Din Djarin's pet.
Yeah.
It's like, no, this is his son. It's yes. his adopted son. He's one of us. And now he's an apprentice or whatever, youngling, foundling or whatever position that they gave him. But he's an official, you are this, you are one of us. You're just at this particular level.
You know what? That clears up something else, too, because we made jokes about it, but the whole Paz Vizsla being that kid's father, it was like, no, I think Paz Vizsla adopted him. I think that's what I'm thinking now. I think I think all these Mandalorians are foundlings, and they all just find each other. They
Interesting.
All, you know what I'm saying? There was no mother.
There's no mention of a mother.
Yeah,
yeah
I think
right.
they're all foundlings, but if you adopt,
yeah.
I think from adoption.
Yeah, and there's all these this world where people are being killed left and right.
Yeah.
He probably just in some mission grabbed this kid from somewhere.
Because that's
just like he grabbed him.
From Mandalorian standpoint. Because what he basically did was he says, I'll adopt him and take full responsibility, which he basically has anyway, but I want to adopt him so I can be responsible for his apprenticeship because he needs his parents' permissions because he can't, you know, sign the paperwork.
Yeah.
That kind of deal.
Yeah, you got a permission slip you got to sign. It's a whole thing.
Speaking of which,
I got to sign those.
Yeah. speaking of which, I do too, baseball. But speaking of which, they never, for some reason, they mentioned it. And they said, so the whole thing was George Lucas had said that Yoda species always needed to be kind of a mystery or something like that. That was a standard set. They didn't want to delve too much into it. But just because the species right. is a mystery, why is this? At first, it seemed far-fetched. But now I'm thinking back. Is it that far-fetched that Grogu is Yoda's son? Is it? Like, I don't know. Could it just be
why
like
not?
How much Star Wars, you know, they made a funny thing. Like,
why not? He's a super old man.
Yeah.
Well, how does the aging work?
Well, he's 50. Yoda at the time of A New Hope. No, I'm sorry. At
was
the time
3,000
no,
years
no,
old.
No, 900. He goes, when 900 years you reach. It was 900. I specifically remember the line. Yoda died at a ripe old age of 900.
It would actually make more sense if he was.
Yeah.
Than if he wasn't.
Yeah, then he was just
then
like.
Then it'd just be just a coincidence.
Yeah, a
it's
random
like, oh, well,
baby.
He's a little baby Yoda. Okay, he's Yoda's baby.
Yeah.
It actually it checks out. This all yeah. checks out.
I think they're going to go back. The fact that they had the Keller and Beck, they showed Keller and Beck with the rescue. I think they're going to give us more pieces of that Grogu thing. I think they're, I don't think they're done with
and
that.
And they mentioned his parents. There was never a mention of it before, and I never even thought of it before.
Yeah.
Which is funny. I never even thought, like, oh, what happened to Grogu's parents? Just because that species, they're just, you know, little Jedi gremlins. I never thought of them, like, I never think of, like, parents in the house, like, doing taxes and raising the kids. It's just little Jedis. So, yeah, why not? I mean, it could be.
Let me throw this at you. This, it was interesting. It came up because of the internet. Everybody, like, has theories, and all of a sudden making a news article, and they're like, is this happening? Right. But somebody had a theory, and it was, somebody threw something out there, and it could be pretty neat. But the Rey movie that's going to happen with the,
oh, yeah.
They said, could we see, because it would be 30 years later, so we could see a 30 years older Grogu, which would be an 80-year-old Grogu. What would that be like if it happened?
Yeah, an 80, and don't even think 80, just think like twice as old as he is now.
Yes, that's a better way to look at it.
Because he's 50, so 80, I mean, we'll just round up and say almost twice as old.
Yeah.
So now you got a teenager versus a kid. Now you got a real Grogu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they set up something.
Totally could be.
And they, do you remember Yaddle that was in the prequels? It was like the female Yoda, a female version of Yoda. But they,
how did I forget
that? it was just a female on the Jedi Council when Qui-Gon went and talked to him.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was a female version. So there's all kind of rumors like, oh, is Yaddle going to be? But anyway, there was a cartoon called Tales of the Jedi that was actually very recent, and they actually showed Yaddle talking, and she was actually voiced by Bryce Dallas Howard. Thank God I remembered her name. She was voiced by Bryce Dallas Howard. Because she's in that Star Wars.
They don't have her just voice anybody.
Yeah,
you got Ron Howard's kid voicing someone. They might be important.
But here was the interesting thing: she spoke normal. Like, she didn't speak backwards like Yoda did. Like, away, put your weapon. She just spoke like a normal person. So maybe that Yoda speaking is – because my whole curiosity is when Grogu speaks, how is he going to speak? You know what I mean? Or what kind of speak could we buy? That would be the very interesting part.
It should just be normal because he doesn't speak yet and he's being raised by Mando. So he should just speak like Mando.
Yeah, he should actually have the cadence of – that would actually be the most natural. Like, you would take on what you learn. So, yeah, that would be
– yeah.
If they, and like I said, this is a theory. I don't even know if it's going to happen or if Jon Favreau would even let it happen. Like, no, I'm doing Grogu. You guys leave him alone, you know, kind of thing. But it's just an interesting thought if we would – you know, what would an old Grogu sound like or look like or act like, you know, an older –
and they could have Grogu in the movie – and especially if it's 30 years from now and he's a different age, you could have him in there as a standalone character.
Yes.
And it not, you not need to see the movies, or not the movies, the show.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because you figure for the movie, anytime you got a movie situation and a show situation, you figure it has to be that one can exist without the other.
Yes.
So you can totally do that. And have Grogu
and there's all
show
kinds
up.
Of crazy artwork on there that's like Grogu in like somewhat kind of Mandalorian armor. I've seen some cool stuff out there, but it's like cool like concept stuff and everything.
Yeah, it was cool when I noticed Moff Gideon flying down, which I missed the first time. I was like, wow, you got a Jedi, and I thought he was a Jedi. I'm like, wow, you got a Jedi in Mandalorian armor, and I'm like, wait, that's gonna be Grogu. You're gonna have a little Yoda.
Yeah.
In Mandalorian armor, you know, with all his gadgets and, like the twit thing going on. And then he's also going to throw force left and right.
His future is really unknown because the whole thing about when he was going to go with Luke, and they actually show Luke building the temple. And the whole thing was that was the exact temple that Kylo Ren killed all the Jedi and destroyed the temple, right? So if you're saying Grogu, because that was the thing, like, oh, man, he can't actually end up there. So Grogu was safe from that. So if you actually see the future again, it'd be very interesting to see. And because it's a big universe, he very well could be doing whatever. You know what I mean? Come upon Rey. It'd be very interesting. It'd be very cool to see. you know? And you wouldn't even give away, yeah, like, the future of The Mandalorian, like his show. You know, if it was handled correctly, yep, it could be very cool.
Yeah, a lot of cool stuff they could do in that. And it'd be cool to see everything kind of come together, even if it was in a sense like, oh, well, you didn't happen to see this show. But it'd be cool for us watching the show to see it all come together.
And, you know, like I had that conversation with you, you know, when I was saying, oh, Rebels. And then even like there's guys on YouTube's like, make sure you don't watch Ahsoka before you see, if you don't see Rebels. And like, nah, it's kind of dumb. You know what I'm saying? And even like Dave Filoni classified that. Dave Filoni's like, you don't even got to see a Mandalorian to watch Ahsoka. He's like, I'm not going to make people do that. If you know more, you know more. But it's like, he said it because Dave Filoni's like George Lucas's, foundling. and he said, he goes, look, George, the first Star Wars, George Lucas just dropped you in the middle of the fight. That's how I like to do it. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm just dropping you in the story. And then you explored Anakin
later. You might miss that's what they're called, right? Easter eggs.
Well, not even Easter eggs. Like when
you might miss you'll miss the little joke.
Yeah.
The little callback jokes and things, but it's not going to ruin it for you. Like Marvel, I feel like you got to see the movies in order.
Yeah. And they really,
I feel like it's less so much with Star Wars.
Yeah.
But Marvel, it's like if someone mentions like, oh, I think Mike said, he's like, oh yeah, I seen this movie and it was awesome. I'm like, oh, you kind of got to go see these.
Yeah. like ooh. No, yeah, Star Wars.
You're on episode like 17. There's like 40 more movies.
Well, I don't even think Andor was like that. Like, I think like Andor, you're like, you know, from a standpoint, you're like, okay, what time period I'm in maybe? But it's like, but Andor was a self-contained story.
Andor was full-on self-contained.
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to
watch that again.
Oh, yeah. Season 2 is coming. So I'm looking forward to that, too. But, and that's an
totally... It's coming? Huh? You know, I have to watch that movie again. I don't think I've watched that movie since I've watched the show.
Oh, you're talking about Rogue One.
I want to watch it. Yes.
Yeah, Rogue One's the movie.
There's an Andor 2 coming?
Yeah, season 2. Andor season 2 is coming.
Okay, Andor, and I have to see Rogue One.
Yeah, Andor season 2 will be the final Andor, because it's going to lead right
into Rogue One. And that'll pull you up to, So I still want to see, even though it's out of order, I want to see Rogue One again, because I had seen it so long ago.
Yeah, I'm ready for Rogue One again, too, yeah.
Revisit? Somebody say revisit?
Yeah, let's do it. put on the list.
Did we ever do that episode? Did we do that? You did that with someone, I'm sure.
Rogue One was the second Bunzarelli show.
Was it?
Rogue One was the second Bunzarelli show. Paul and Kevin, yep. And then...
interesting.
Yeah, first one was Spider-Man, because it was December, so it was the Spider-Man, the first like Spider-Man Homecoming teaser was coming out, and Rogue One was coming out, and I was toying around with launching the show. So I'm like, if I'm going to do it, now is the time. Like, I have to do it now.
Oh, one last thing I got to point out.
Yeah.
So Taika Waititi is IG-12's voice. What a waste.
Well,
how expensive was that?
He had a bigger part.
Done that for cheaper.
He had a bigger part in the first the movies. So, but yeah, you didn't know. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, IG-11 was a big character in the whole first season. So, I mean, he was in the first episode and the last episode. Remember, he sacrificed himself and everything. So now it was more like a cameo kind of thing. But it wasn't like they needed the voice and got him. No, he's that was, you know, it was more like, hey, you know, and I don't know
it's
if
like
we'll see
Steven
him again.
Spielberg to do a voice for you. It's like, I feel like there's a cheaper guy out there.
No, he did it because he directed episodes of The Mandalorian season 1. I don't remember season 2, but I know season 1 he did. But no, that's why. So it was more like, hey, we brought IG, you know, it was more like the, and whether we'll see him again in the future is, you know, we'll see, but it's kind of cool. Like, you know, it's kind of cool they didn't just leave that one hanging, because that was one of the things. It's like, where are we going with this IG-12 thing? Like, the suit thing was neat.
They wrapped that up good.
Yeah.
And it did fill in a plot line, because the guy needed, He needed a sheriff.
A marshal.
What a better sheriff.
Yeah.
And a marshal. And he got a trusted guy, and you know, he's the neighbor, he's Mando's neighbor, so Mando wants someone he trusts watching that neighborhood. So it wrapped that up very well.
I think we both agree this is a great season. I think it kind of closed up nicely. Looking forward to the future of Star Wars and the future of The Mandalorian. Bob, it's been awesome doing this season with you. It's been a blast. And, you know, thanks a lot, bud.
Yeah, buddy. We'll see you in the next show.
We'll see you guys.